escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed. It is Figgy's Mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. I am not Figgy Fig. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig got the day off. Colin Neal is on the ones and twos. Thank you, sir. Of course, John Lopez always riding with me. Colin, do you want to give the update as to why what you heard about why Figgy Fig is not in the seat that you currently occupy?
I would like to say it's a back discomfort.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
I heard he can't walk.
Is that the Astros multiplier that you're using there?
I heard he can't walk.
Is his spine 60% healed?
Hey, I think that sounds about right.
We're ADA compliant, so.
You mean compliant?
Compliant.
There we go. Compliant. I was like, I don't think I'm applying for ADA. I don't think that's how that works.
So he'll roll on in here tomorrow.
So wait. Well, roll. But if he doesn't get a wheelchair, does Duane will have to probably carry him up the.
Tell you who it's not going to be.
Well, that's the thing. Lopez went and hurt himself this weekend, too, so it would have to be me. However, right. I'm only 2 weeks off of donating bone marrow, so I don't even think I'm supposed to be. We just going to be SOL if that's the case. Yeah. One of us got to carry him. But no, that's.
Thoughts and prayers, man.
Of course. Sincerely, actually, thoughts with Figgy Fig at the Figgy Fig on social media if you want to send him some well wishes. But I did set this thing up, Figgy's mixtape. By telling you that I have another reason why you shouldn't use AI as a search engine. And look, I specifically added as a search engine because I think we know, if you listen to this program, you know, not the biggest fan of generative AI. And AI, honestly, AI in the public consumption, like I do think there are purposes and uses for artificial intelligence that have been very useful, obviously, like when it comes to some medical fields and things of that nature and professional realms that I think it can be helpful. I am not really here for the generative AI, but... We got a little bit of a story, and understand, I'm trying to be as as fair, as neutral as possible, but this comes from TechCrunch. Is that a, does that strike you?
I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
Okay, very good. Sam Altman, who is the chairman of ChatGPT, or of the company that OpenAI, I believe, that owns ChatGPT. He's the CEO, I should say. He's given us a reason, something he said this weekend gives us a reason to think twice about using AI for therapy, emotional support, or just kind of like asking general things. Because I know some people have started using these things like their Google or Bing or one of those things. Altman said, in response to a question about how AI works with the legal system, Altman said that one of the problems of not yet having legal policy or framework for AI is that there's no legal confidentiality. Mm-hmm. For users.
That could be problematic.
Quote, people talk about the most personal S in their lives to ChatGPT. People use it, young people especially, as a therapist, a life coach, having these relationship problems and asking, what should I do? Mm-hmm. And right now, if you talk to a therapist or a lawyer or a doctor about those problems, there's legal privilege, right? Yeah. They can't go telling your business. There's doctor-patient confidentiality. And we haven't figured that out yet for chat when you talk to ChatGPT. What does that mean, Lopez?
That means it's all out there. It could be.
So look, I know a lot of people listening are like, well, what does that mean to me? I'm not trying to go be a criminal. But if you happen to end up in a situation where someone suspects you to be, your ChatGPT, your AI conversations can be gotten.
And this is the part that just boggles the mind. I've dabbled like everybody, but the only time I've ever like used it is when I'm driving in my truck and I hit the button, the Siri button, whatever. Like somebody said, hey, what was the blah, blah, blah? And I just ask, on my truck so I don't have to pick up my phone or whatever. That's generally the only time I use
it. Oh, so you can't Google?
Yeah, because you're driving, so you can't Google, so I'll do that.
The exact way that you talked about talking to the ChatGPT is how you would talk to Google.
I don't want to pick up my phone and go to Google and all that. You know what I'm saying? I
could just your car got the AI button in it. Wow, look at the wealth. You see the wealth on this, Colin?
Hey, Siri, what's the square root of 22?
Exactly. Stuff like that. But here's where I have an issue with people.
Just generally?
Just with
people. We might need a minute. Go ahead and ISO for me. Just clear out.
I think you'll agree with me. Why are you trying to build a relationship with AI, with a machine, with a program? Like what you're talking about here is people are like, ask for advice about personal issues, ask for advice about relationships, ask for advice about money. We've heard stories already. And in fact, we heard it on the mixtape a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
Of
your preeminent source of AI news, yes, Stiggy's mixtape.
Yes, where someone was actually like broke up because he had a relationship with some woman on AI. If you are building a relationship, AI is basically an easy Google, you know, and it's not that accurate.
But it's not because it's not doing the thing where it's finding you source material. It's just feeding stuff that it finds off the internet. Is it verifiable that it's correct information?
No.
Who knows?
In fact, one of my confessions one day was I used AI for something and it said, check for details, you know, check for mistakes in the details. I'm like, well, what's the use of using it if I'm having to check mistakes?
It's just a large language model, man. It's just like, hey, we put in a lot of language and this can kind of find a way to artificially put those words together in a way that kind of seems sentient, but it's not. It is a big old bag of throwing things back at you.
Yes, the dumbest thing is like you're building a relationship. There's no other way to describe it with this program, this bot, this machine. That's to me like you're doing it all wrong.
Well, yes, that is my original reason why I would not use that in those ways. Mm-hmm. But the additional reason is if you happen to do something that might run afoul of the law.
Yes. It's there.
They got you.
Yeah.
They will be like, don't think, oh, you can't check my, I'll just lock my computer. Nope. ChatGPT will not be your friend. They will snitch on you.
Yeah, it's there.
They will snitch on you.
It's mind blowing.
That's
please,
right.
Please don't do this.
That's right. All right, Figgy's mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. Reginald Atitula holding it down for Figgy Fig, who has the day off. And are you familiar with one Justin James Watt?
Vaguely, yeah.
Who?
Didn't he play here?
I believe he did for a good amount of time. His name is up there in the rafters of that building there off of Kirby. He is a big-time Houston Texan, but he's also a Wisconsin boy.
Mm-hmm.
We've always known that about him. And so, you know, he went to a Brewers game, and he did the thing that everybody cares about when it comes down to this,
which is
the 999 challenge. Not quite. I did 9 shots instead of 9 beers. I think we've discussed at great length the reason why that's not the same, because you don't have the sloshing around in your stomach.
I've been meaning to ask you how that went.
Went perfectly fine. Yeah. Outside of the time that I jammed my finger in these very heavy studio doors,
and
it is still my fingernail is still black from the blood
pulling. Is that
pulling
still
underneath.
From that?
Yeah, that's
I've
the blood
noticed
pulling.
That. That's
it takes a while for the blood insane. Pulling to work out from underneath
that's
from the
crazy.
Nail bed.
That's what happens when you're drunk.
Or when you're not paying attention, which can happen when you're drunk, to be fair. But yeah, so that went well for me. But JJ Watt, in true JJ Watt fashion, we expect him to almost be superhuman. Tell me, does this count as incredible feat,
mm-hmm.
or does this count as cheating? Because he did the 999 challenge, except he did it in a slightly different way. I do appreciate the story that I'm reading off of. Make sure that you know that he's 6'5", 288 when he's listed. So he's a big man. But 9 innings of the baseball game, mm-hmm. 9 hot dogs, 9 beers.
Right.
He knocks it down, except he does it as a 5.5 9-9
mm-hmm.
because in 5.5 innings is when he knocks down all 9 beers and 9 hot dogs. Now, mm-hmm. what's your first impression when I tell you he did all that in 5.5?
Very, very impressed.
Okay.
How could you not be? 9-9-9 in 5.5? Well, 5.5 9-9.
whichever way. Like the point is getting across. Yeah. He does it in damn near half the time, a little mm-hmm. bit over an inning mm-hmm. over half the time. That's not what the internet says.
What?
The internet is not with you on the idea that this is super impressive. They think actually this is cheating.
How?
All right, so that is a good question. The thought process is the whole difficulty of the 999 challenge is not just that you're eating a lot of food, but that you're eating it over a period of time
mm-hmm.
where you have the time for your body to feel full, and you have to find a way to push through that. So the idea is you have one beer and one hot dog in the inning. Like we've all had Thanksgiving, and I think we've all been at a point in our lives, some of us still there, where the objective of Thanksgiving is not just to spend time with your family and eat good food, is to try and house as many plates of food as you possibly can. Colin, are you still in this time period yourself?
What time period?
The period of your life where your objective during Thanksgiving is just to house food.
Yeah.
I mean,
unfortunately for me, I got out of that like 3-4 years ago, and I can't put as many plates down.
Yeah.
But you eat quickly before your body realizes it's full, right?
Right.
That doesn't work when you have to wait every inning and it works over time. Mm-hmm. So people are saying this is actually
cheating. It would have been harder.
It would have been harder if he went with one hot dog and a beer every inning as opposed to housing them all in 5.5.
I kind of hear you on that. But, you know, I read something recently. Well, it's been out there but I read it again recently. That your body doesn't really feel full until 20 minutes after you eat. You know, that's why people say, eat your plate of food and then, you know, kind of push it away and you'll be fine, even though you feel like you should keep eating and you get seconds or whatever and you get fat. I can kind of see that, but it's still damn impressive.
I know, right? It's just like, that is an ungodly amount of hopefully beef hot dogs. Because if we're just talking about any hot dogs, only God knows what mincemeat is going in there.
So the next step then is 18 pounds. Like he has to do 18 hot dogs, 18 beers in 9 innings. I mean, think about it. He's not the typical human being. I mean, if we're being honest here, I think that will be similar to us doing the 999.
I'm kind of leaning toward what the internet has said. It's kind of opened my eyes. He just pounded it. You know, he pounded the beers and dogs.
Ayo, first and foremost. And then secondly.
I mean, he pounded the heck out of it.
All right. Yeah. Okay, now you're doing it intentionally. But do you feel like this means that JJ needs to get back in the booth and do it again? Or do we just need to, like, let it lie where it is?
Knowing JJ, well, not like we text every day, but just knowing about him, I'll bet you he does it again just to kind of quiet the critics. I'll show you. I'll do 999, just the way it was drawn up.
Let's ask AI.
Yeah, that is the appropriate response in this particular segment to do that, right?
At Grok.
I have seen a lot of people doing that on X, Twitter, whatever you like to call it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Figgy's mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. I did want to ask you about this one. I've been holding on to this one because I think you know enough about me to know that one player in all of sports that has constant resonance in my brain is Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah.
And just because he was an insane human being, an incredible player. Barry Bonds and Gary Sheffield were both asked this question about Barry Bonds and had different answers. And I want to know which of these that you agree with. Again, 713-572-4610. Let me know what you think, as you guys are always playing along in the mixtape. So Barry Bonds was asked if at his current age, which I believe Barry is in his 60s.
Is he already in his 60s? Dang.
Well, actually, let me make sure I get that right, because I might just call him older than he actually is, which would be unfair to Barry Bonds. But yes, Barry Bonds is 61.
Dang.
61 years of age. Crazy how fast that happens, huh?
Dang.
But Barry Bonds, 61 years of age, was asked, right now, you think you could hit 100? As in, if somebody throws 100 miles per hour at you, do you think you can hit it? Barry Bonds believes one thing. Gary Sheffield believes the other. First and foremost, which do you believe, or what do you think of the responses from those gentlemen?
I don't think he could hit 100 mile an hour.
You don't?
I don't. I think maybe 85, 90. I mean, that we all know it goes quick, you know, and it's hand eye, it's reflexes and all that. Like, look, he could get a lot closer than most human beings on earth. And maybe he could. My gut tells me I don't think so.
So as you will not be shocked to believe or to hear, Barry Bonds believes that as long as he can see it, he can hit it.
Yeah.
He believes that he can hit 100 miles an hour at 61 years of age right now. Gary Sheffield said absolutely not.
Yeah. I I just think the reality is no, but if anybody could, I'll put it this way, if anybody could do it, it'd be someone like Bond, someone like Ichiro, somebody who can, you know, who has had that muscle memory and knows the timing and all that. It's just, will your body, will your reflexes react? Like, I think in his mind, he'll see it and know when to swing and know. I just don't think he can.
Now, to be fair, you know? I think that the question is, can he hit it? Not can he send it out of the park.
No, just hit it.
And I think I am, maybe I'm just too much in the cult of Barry Bonds, mm-hmm. and how incredible he is as a baseball player. I sincerely believe him to be the best hitter that I've ever seen, at the very least. Because I was going to say ever existed, but mm-hmm. we was playing back in the 1800s. And what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
But with that being the case, somebody said, Barry Bonds, who was on steroids? But I believe that he could. Now, in order, as being someone who does not believe that he could, how many at bats or how many swings or chances at it do you think it would take for you to get to a place where you go, yeah? Because I think I was thinking in the course of a regular AB, mm-hmm. if he was getting 100 mixed in there, I do think he could hit it. But how if he was just in front of 100, now a pitcher, not a hitting machine, and a pitcher throwing 100 consistently, how long you think it would take for Barry Bonds to get that hit?
I just feel like it would probably be, he'd need to see 10 or 12 pitches and not swing at them all, because then that's another factor. But you hear people talking about it all the time. Like, their mind is just on point. You know, they're so sharp. Their reactions in their mind are just like they've always been, you know. That doesn't translate to boom, boom, you know, and getting it done and getting the bat on the ball.
I believe it. I believe you can. Barry, if you're listening, which I know you do, I'm sure you listen every day.
You got Barry Bonds back on this.
I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Mookie Wilson said, if I believe in dinosaurs and dinosaurs believe in you, you can do it. And I think the dinosaurs believe in Barry Bonds.
You're not helping your cause there.
What? Why
you're
not?
You're not really helping your cause.
I feel like I might have been in the sun a lot today. I feel like that might be offending what's happening
here. You're just tired, man.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. That's a little bit of a Figgy's mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys getting involved. Somebody said they want their AI/ChatGPT to be integrated like Jarvis from Iron Man. Okay, you're going all the way that far. But a number of people pointing out that, yeah, even search engines don't work very well. So definitely don't use your AI as a search engine in that space. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. See Steve, who said your thoughts on Colorado head coach Deion Sanders being diagnosed with bladder cancer. I mean, it is good that it seems like, according to him, they were able to remove the tumor
mm-hmm.
and that he is, quote unquote, cancer free. Right. And so that is ultimately a good thing. And I'm not going to lie, hearing that there was going to be a medically related press conference from him, I was wondering, especially with the number of, you know, kind of medical things that he's dealt with, if this was going to be him saying goodbye to Colorado. Because I think whether you believe in his ability to continue to, you know, have them step up and possibly at some point compete to win the Big 12 championship, the intrigue is worth it, right? Yeah, for the sport of college football, the intrigue of what is he doing to Colorado, and, you know, I want to watch those games. I think that's inherently good for everybody in the sport. All right, coming up next, it's a Monday. Our staples kind of made us move, or we move around with training camp. We're obviously at the behest of what happens out there at the Houston Methodist Training Center. But coming up next, before we hand off to the fellas of the drive, Clinton, Ron, let's do a little winners and losers of the weekend. 713-572-4610. Who won, who lost on the weekend? We'll talk about that next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.